How did Larry Nassar get away with sexually abusing so many young women and girls for so long? Well, as we've learned from listening to the podcast Believed, it's because those in charge did not believe the hundreds of survivors and, in many cases, did their level best to provide cover for Larry Nassar. And a shocking new investigation reveals top officials at the U.S. Olympic Committee knew about Nassar's abuse, did nothing, and that silence allowed him to continue abusing women and girls for more than a year until these accusations became public. A top Olympic official was fired Monday because of his involvement in this scandal. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells has been diving into this report, this long report here, to tell us more about these U.S. Olympic Committee failures, also FBI failures, and USA Gymnastics, the extraordinary efforts it went to keep this problem quiet and hidden from police. So, Kate, who conducted this investigation and what was the goal?
This investigation and report is a reporter's dream. It is 233 pages long. It is conducted by these independent investigators, a law firm that the U.S. Olympic Committee hired. So there's some questions about were they completely independent, but their reports, their findings here are extremely damning. Like you mentioned, not just of USA Gymnastics, but also of U.S. Olympic committees. They reviewed more than a million documents, talked to over 100 people. This is the kind of source material that reporters on the Nassar story and survivors have been waiting for. Who knew what when?
And we start in 2015.
Yes, that is when this report shows that USA Gymnastics first starts getting complaints about Larry Nassar from athletes. USA Gymnastics then head honcho, Steve Penny, the former CEO, he takes them essentially to his bosses at the US Olympic Committee and says, hey, I am really distressed about this. I need your help. Will you, the Olympic Committee, help me report this to law enforcement? We have a doctor who's doing vaginal penetrations during medical techniques. And the U.S. Olympic Committee, as we're just now learning in this report, tells him, we will get back to you. When they do get back to him, they say, actually, it would be inappropriate for us to assist you in this matter, to send our investigators over to your headquarters in Indianapolis and help you out with this.
So go figure it out.
Yes, go figure it out on your own. It's also what they don't do at the U.S. Olympic Committee. They know about these allegations now. They don't even follow up to see if USA Gymnastics ever actually took this to law enforcement. They don't follow up to see, is Larry Nassar still treating patients? The answer is yes, he was. And they didn't just have inaction. They later tried to cover up this knowledge. When one of the head honchos at the U.S. Olympic Committee was being interviewed for this investigation, he initially told investigators, oh, we definitely did things. I launched a whole internal review. I got the safe sport officials involved. The investigators couldn't find any evidence of this. So they go back to him and his lawyers say, you're right. He actually didn't do any of that. This report also shows that two of these head honchos at the U.S. Olympic Committee, including the guy who was fired on Monday, got emails specifically about Larry Nassar, and those emails have since been deleted. When they confronted one of the U.S. Olympic Committee heads about why this email with Larry Nassar's name is missing, he said that it was because he was worried about being hacked. I'm going to read you what he said here. Quote, if the Russians wanted to use that email about Larry Nassar, they probably could.
Well, all right. So someone might hear this and go, well, USA Gymnastics was trying to do the right thing. I mean, they get complaints. They go right to the U.S. Olympic Committee and say, we need help, and don't get that. Tell us where things go downhill from there.
So, yes, USA Gymnastics goes to the U.S. Olympic Committee. But there's three things in this report that I think really illustrate where USA Gymnastics, the sport's national governing body, goes wrong. First, when they get these complaints, they go to Larry Nassar and say, hey, we need you to not show up to competitions. We need you not to contact athletes. And they even suggest to him, we will come up with excuses for you about why you're not there. We won't tell anybody that it's because you're being investigated for sexual abuse complaints. They tell him, we'll come up with reasons like you're sick or there's personal reasons. There's a time where they say, we'll go with your story about there being financial issues at your clinic. That essentially doesn't let anybody know what's really going on, flag anybody that there might be reason to be concerned about working with Larry, with sending your kids to him.
Totally provides him cover, and he's still seeing patients.
Soon after they tell him there's this ongoing investigation, Larry Nassar decides to retire from his role at USA Gymnastics. He writes this long Facebook post about what a glorious career he's had, as he's selflessly handing over the reins. And the USAG knows this. They know that he is essentially retiring in glory. And they don't tell anybody anything. They don't even tell their own staffers, who keep inviting him to keynote speeches or putting him as a recommended doctor on their website. They certainly don't tell Michigan State University or any of the local gyms. They allow everyone to believe that Larry Nassar is the good guy he's pretending to be.
I'm speaking with Michigan Radio's Kate Wells about the results of a new investigation revealing serious failure by officials at the U.S. Olympic Committee, at the USA Gymnastics, and the FBI, and in following through on complaints about Larry Nassar. FBI drops the ball, too, in this.
Yeah, when we've been wondering about this for a while, you know, we've known that USAG went to the FBI in the summer of 2015, and then basically nothing happened until more than a year later after this became public. So this investigation tries to figure that out, too. They basically show that the FBI bounced this around and that it essentially stalled and died in the Detroit office. It goes from agents in Indianapolis who get the initial report. They bounce it over to Detroit, and this report finds that, quote, the Nassar investigation appears to have languished in the Detroit office with no action for over 7 months.
Now, there's a story in this report that shows what was happening at USA Gymnastics as police investigators begin to move in, and it has to do with the famed Caroli Ranch in Texas, Bella Caroli's training center.
Right. We knew a little bit about how Steve Penny, the former CEO of USA Gymnastics, removed documents from there, but we didn't know it in this level of detail until now, and I think it's worth giving that level of detail to understand just what kind of a cover-up was potentially happening here. So these allegations against Nassar become public in 2016. The Texas Rangers show up to this famous Olympic ranch, the Caroli Ranch in Texas, and they want to look around. A staffer there calls Steve Penny back in Indianapolis. Steve Penny says, get them out of there. They're not happy about this. They say, we're going to come back with a search warrant. Staffer calls Steve Penny again. This time, Steve Penny tells this staffer, find every single document, email, permission slip, anything related to medical treatment or Larry Nassar, get them out of that ranch and bring them back to me in Indianapolis. This staffer asks, well, how am I supposed to do that? And Steve Penny, according to this report, tells her to go buy a big suitcase. She's even concerned on this phone call about, like, well, that's going to be expensive to fly with this heavy luggage, and he becomes annoyed and tells her, don't question me. So she goes to Target, buys a big suitcase, puts all of these emails and documents into two boxes in a large suitcase, brings them back to Indianapolis. Now, she says that she was bringing these documents down the hall to the office handling litigation when Steve Penny himself intercepts her in the hall and apparently takes one of these boxes that is believed to contain these sensitive emails. Apparently, no one has seen this box since. The USA Gymnastics folks say, we've turned over all the evidence we have, but that box isn't among them. And Steve Penny declined to be part of this investigation, citing attorney-client privilege. We should note, though, that he is facing criminal charges regarding this for evidence tampering.
As we know just from following the news in Michigan, other people are facing charges as well. But Kate, when you think of this big, almost 300-page report, where do you see as the biggest takeaways, the biggest failures?
I think about parents, actually, here in Michigan. I think about parents whose kids went to go see Larry Nassar anytime between the summer of 2015, when the USOC, the USAG, the FBI found out about this, and really up until for more than a year after that. I think about how, if any of those organizations, whose entire existence is about protecting people, if any of those organizations had taken more action to make sure that Larry Nassar was not treating patients, it's entirely possible that dozens of women and girls didn't have to be abused. And we've kind of known this for a while, right? We know that more action could have been taken. Really, what's new in this report is this level of detail, bending over backwards to make sure that this stayed quiet and that it reached to the Olympic level. That if Olympic officials took no action on this, this is just one sport. What else could this mean for our Olympic athletes?
So what can be done with this? Where could this go next?
So there have already been numerous investigations into who knew what at USAG. There's still an ongoing investigation here at the state level in the Attorney General's office into Michigan State. But this report for survivors, it is a new level of detail. It is a new level of understanding just how high this went. And they're later today going to be calling on Congress to take additional action into what the U.S. Olympic Committee did wrong.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells, quite a report. And thank you so much for breaking it down for us.
Thanks, Cindy.